Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Tes. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page 270. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Tzorech Levarech Bracha Zo B'fnei Asara. This bracha that we're discussing, Bracha Sagomel, must be said in front of 10 people. Utrei Minayhu Rabbanon. 2 out of the 10 must be Rabbanim. We'll see more details about that shortly. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'romamuhu b'kal om, uv'moshav zekenim yaluluhu. The Pasuk says, V'romamuhu b'kal om, that's 10, that's a kol, uv'moshav zekenim yaluluhu, so the zekenim is plural, so there has to be 2 zekenim, as we'll see in the Mishavura, that refers to Zesha Kana Chachma, that refers to 2 Rabbanim. V'im lo shchichi rabbonon, if it's not common to find rabbonon around there, so lo yaniach melevarech, do not hold back from making the bracha. So that is a din l'chadchila, but you should still make the bracha anyway, even if there are no rabbonon there. V'nagu levarech achar kriyas ha-teira, as we know, the minog is to bench gomel after laning. L'fi sheyesh ha-masara, because that's the time when you know there's 10, because you can't lane without 10 people. If you bench Goma with less than 10 people there, yesh omrim sheyotza. There are those who say you're yotze. V'yesh omrim shelo yotza. And some say you're not yotze. V'tov lachso ulevarach b'fnei asara b'lo haskara shemu malchus. Since l'maisa it's a suffix, it is good to go back again and bench Goma in front of 10, but this time you should not mention the shame umalchus. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav, the bracha of Birchas Agomo shebi b'fnei asara. In Balhanes. So when we say it as if Ne'asara, the person who is benching Gomel counts as 1 of the 10. And the Shaar Tzion points out in Ozayin Kain Kosa Biberhetev Bishem Poskim. The Afagav Shekosov the Haranach Cholik, even though the Berhetev writes that the Ranach argues Venimshechu Achar of Eza Achronim and some Achronim go after his Shita. Afal Pike Nirid Yesh Lakel Zotach of Eschaim still. It appears that we can be lenient and count the Balhanes as 1 of the 10. The Semech Ledover, and the remez to the idea is, the Hakol Din Da Asara Yalfinan, May V'Romamu B'Kalom. As we just saw in the Mechaber, the whole source of having 10 is from this pasuk that mentions a Kohol. So Im Kain, if so, Kumu Gabi Birchas Chasanim, just like when it comes to Sheva Brachos, Yalfinan Gam Kain L'Chadman the Omer, where it's learned out also in Ksubas from one Nam Amr, from the pasuk of B'makelos Baruch Hu Hashem, so again it's a lotion of kol over there also. The afilu hachi chasanim and aminyim. We know by sheva brachos the chasim counts as 1 of the 10. So the kol shekem brachos udekilo. Certainly, when it comes to benching gomel, the same word of kol is used to say you need 10. And this mitzvah of birchas gomel is more lenient than birchas chasanim. So certainly, the person making the bracha can count as 1 of the 10. Why is it more lenient? The lakama poskim mispar asara enum akiv klal diavik hilakamon. Like we saw at the end of the Mechaber, according to some, 10 is not even ma'akev. No one says Sheva Brachos is okay without 10. Some say that without 10 it's okay to bench Gomel. So we see, be'etzem, it's more lenient. So if over there by Sheva Brachos the chosin is min aminyan, here also the balanes will be counted in the 10. That's also the mashmos of the words of the Mechaber over here that he writes in this sif. V'nogu levarech achar kriyas ha-teira. We just read in the Mechaber that the minog is to make birchas ha-gomel after laning. Mipnei sheyesh ha-masara, because there are 10 people there. V'lo chilek bein sheyesh ha-masara mitzumtzam alo. When we say there are 10 people there, we don't know if the one making the bracha is 1 of the 10. It just says, make it at the Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, he could be 1 of the 10. So the Stam Lashon of the Mechaber is Mashma, that even the Balanes could be 1 of the 10 for the bracha. V'al korachach de lo ichbas lon kol sheyesh ha-masara. So you have to say that it doesn't bother us as long as they're 10. So therefore the Mishabur writes in Balhanes, again, because of what he explains in the Shaar Tzion, from Sheva Brachos to the Mashmos of the Mechaber, the one making the bracha can be 1 of the 10. Sivkatan Zayin, we said you also to have 2 of the 10 being Rabbanan. From the Pasuk of Moshav Zekenim, says the Mishabura Sivkatan Zayin, V'ein Zokin Elamisha Konachach, when the Gemara tells us, a Zokin refers to one who acquired wisdom. V'kosav Magen Avram, D'Bo'inan Hani D'Tanu Hilchasa. Which type of Rabbanan do we need? So says the Magen Avram, we need those that are Tanu Hilchasa. Now what exactly does that mean? So if you look at No 15, we'll see 3 shitas. Begeder shall tanu hilchasa, in terms of defining what it means that they're tanu hilchasa. So Bira Masa Shekel Shem Tzrichim Lios Uyim Lahoros. They have to be very big Talmidei Chachomim that are worthy of paskening Shailas. They can be a lower grade Talmud Chacham as long as they're able to learn the reasons of Mishnayos, they're able to understand the Gemara. The Chassam Sofer goes even lower and he says, Shedai b'shnayim shemazbirim lohem es halacha v'himevinim. It's enough two people that we can teach them the halacha and they chap it, they understand it. So we have here a three machlokas exactly. Do they have to be super talmidei chachamim, you know, regular, average person who knows how to learn, or even someone who could just understand? That is a machlokas, what exactly the Magen Avraham means. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sekot and Ches v'yesh omrim sheyotza. We said if you made the bracha with less than 10, there are some who say you are yotzei. The chol ikar asara einu ela mitzvah. This shita holds the whole idea that we need 10 for brachas agomel is only for a mitzvah. It's not required. Ulefiza, according to this, im yodeya shelo yizdamnu lo asara, if a person knows he's not going to be able to get together 10 people, yivarech below asara afilu lechadchila, you should go ahead and make the bracha even lechadchila without 10. The ayin the hilchos ha-ra'ah shekasa, look in the halachas of the ra'ah where he writes, diyamtin at shloshim yom. A person should wait 30 days, pen yizdamin lo asara shiucha l'kayim ha-mitzvah kilchasa. Wait 30 days, maybe you'll come up with 10 people and you can do the mitzvah in the best way. V'yoser lo yamtin. But more than 30 days already, say the bracha yourself, don't wait anymore for a minyan. We brought in the mechaber another shita that says that you bedafka have to have 10. If you said the bracha without 10, you're not yotzei. And the hachra of the mechaber was, so therefore, if you said it without 10, you should say it again with 10, but without haskara, shem, umalchus, says the Mishnah Berurah Sekot and Tes, mishum the safek brachos lahakel. Again, safek brachos lahakel, and therefore you would not make the bracha with the shem a second time. Says the mechaber, vayter sif dalud. In beirach acher v'omar, interesting halacha over here, the person Reuven had an ace happen to him, and instead of Reuven making the bracha, Shimon made a bracha, and he said as follows, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Gemolcha Kol Tov. He said the bracha towards Reuven, thanking Hashem for the good that was done to Reuven, Asher Gemolcha Kol Tov. V'ona Amen, and the one who had the neis happened to him answered, Amen, Zok the Mechaber, he's Yotza. V'cheinim Amar Brich Rachmona Malka De'alma D'yahavach Lon, V'ona Amen Yotza. So the Mechaber, so too, if he said this lashon of blessing Hashem and the lashon of Rachmana, Malka the Alma, the King of the Word, Yahavach Lon, that he did this for you, that he saved you, and the person who had the miracle happen answered Amen, so he's Yotze. What we are not discussing in Siv Dalet, but we will discuss in Mitzvah tomorrow in Siv Hey, is where two people are Chai Brichas Agomel, and one makes the Bracha Sheng Malani Kol Tov, so then the other one could be Yotzei. That's a davar pashut that we'll see tomorrow. That's not what we're discussing in Siv Dalud. Siv Dalud we're discussing where a nace only happened to one person. And a different person is making a bracha to thank Hashem for the miracle that happened to him. So if the one who had the miracle happen to him answers Amen, then he's going to be Yotzei his chiyuv. We're going to stop there in the Mechaber. For tonight we'll see the Mishnah Berurah and a very important Bir Halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan yud in berach acher, midesosam ha-mechaber, from the fact that the mechaber was so same and he was not mechalik, it's mashma da'afilu acher she'eno krovo. It's mashma that we're talking about someone else, even if he's not a relative, yochol levarech atovas chavero. Someone else, even unrelated to the balanes, is allowed to make the bracha for him, kol shehu misameach bazeh. So long that he's happy that this person was saved. Look in the Biralocha de Ramaskil v'einzeh, which that Biralocha will see in Mitzvah tomorrow. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter of Katan Yud Aleph v'ona Amen. So Shimon made the bracha on Reuven's neis and Reuven answered Amen. Zok the Mishnah Berurah v'i lo ona Amen lo yatza. If Reuven did not answer Amen to Shimon's bracha, Reuven is not yotzei as brachas agomel. Umayri sheshama habrocha mitchilasa v'yatzofa. We're talking about over here where Reuven heard Shimon's bracha from beginning to end. V'kivei nami lotzeis bo yidei chovas birchas agomel sheneschayiv. And he had kavana to be yotzei with Shimon's bracha the chiyav birchas agomel that he, Reuven, had. So as long as he answers, Amen, he's yotzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yabez, v'hu adin de lechatchilo yocho lifter asma b'kach. This is not a din b'dieved. Even l'chadchila, Reuven can be yotzei as mitzvah of saying Birchas Agomel by Shimon saying it towards Reuven and answering Amen. V'dafka sheyesham asara. However, if you want to use this etzel l'chatchila, it has to be that there is a minion there. Ha'ilaka asara, but if there's no 10 people there, bevaday ein lo l'chavin lifter atzmo, for sure Ruvain should not be m'chavin to pater himself with Shimon's bracha. U'bidyevet shekivin, but if there's no minion and he was m'chavin, so then, im tzarech lachzor levarach, in terms of whether he has to go back and make the bracha again, will be talya bepukta the siv gimel, will be dependent on the machlokas that we just had on the machaber in siv gimel. The same way we had this machlokas, if you made the bracha yourself less than 10, here answering amen to your friend's bracha is the same idea. It would be the same machlokas if you had less than 10 via varach below shema malchus, and you would make the bracha again, but once again, like the hachrov of the machaber in siv gimel, without the shema Hashem and without the malchus. Sivkotun Yud Gimel, the other Eitzah, the Mechaber used as the Lashon of the Bracha is, D'yahavach Lon, B'shas HaGirsa, the Gemara of the Girsa is, D'yahavach Lon, V'lo Yahavach La'afra. That Hashem gave you your life, and He didn't give you over to the dirt. Meaning that Hashem saved your life. That is the Lashon in the Gemara. I'd like to read now a very important B'alocha, Divrei Maskil, V'ona Amin. So we said in the Mishnah Berurah, that if Reuven had a nes that happened to him, Shimon makes the bracha towards Reuven for Reuven's neis. If he answers amen, he's yotze. If he doesn't answer amen, he's not yotze. Frek de b'alocha, I am the shabura. V'afa gav de b'chol mokom kaimelon de shomea kone. We paske in a kotar akula shomea kone. V'afilu below ona amen ukemevur b'simen yud reishud gimel. We know the halacha is shomea kone. It's nice to answer amen. There's an inyan to answer amen, but the amen is not ma'akev. If you are hearing kiddush from someone else, you hear the whole kiddush, you have a mind to be yotze, you are yotze kiddush, even if you did not answer amen. So why are we saying over here that if Reuven answered amen to Shimon's bracha is yotze, if he didn't answer amen, he's not yotze. In Shomea Ka'onet, you do not need to answer amen. It's not ma'akev, the answering of amen. It's a mitzvah, it's an inyan, but it's not ma'akev. So what's the pshat over here? So the Berurah Halacha brings down three pshatim of why this case is different. Number one, Shani Hochod HaMavarach Gamkein Lo Nischai B'Bracha Zu. Here it's different, because Shimon, who made the bracha towards Reuven, was not chayv in the bracha. Elo shemivarech derech shevach utehila al atzalas chaveru. Histam was making a bracha, praising Hashem for saving his friend. Umishum hachi kol shelo ona amen lo yatza. Therefore, zakta tur b'shem the rush, since he wasn't chayv in the bracha, he just chose to praise Hashem for your neis, so only if you answer amen can that bracha apply to you, unlike the regular din of Shemea Ka'onet. Aval kol zehu rak l'shitaso, this is all only l'shitaso, to mutter levarech derech shevach usehila atzolas chaveru. That one is allowed to praise Hashem through a bracha for the saving of his friend. Praise Hashem for saving his friend, ashel neschaibas, he knows he's not chayv. But this nekud itself is not so poshut. That is the beralocha that we'll see tomorrow. But assuming that Shimon is allowed to bless Hashem and praise Hashem through a bracha for saving Reuven, so then since Shimon was not chayiv, therefore even though normally you don't answer amen, but since he wasn't chayiv in the bracha, in this case you would have to answer amen. That's answer number one of why bedafka needed amen. That is the pshat of the tour. Number two, b'shita mukubeses kosa svara acheres, this is another pshat, dekevan ha-mevarech eno mechavein oso lo tzio. Since, when Shimon is saying this bracha, he's not having in mind to be motzei Reuven, he's praising Hashem on his own for Reuven being saved. Lahachi ba'inan al-koponim shiyana amein tok redibur shal mevarech. Therefore, we need at the very least that he answers amein tok redibur of Shimon's bracha ayin sham. V'hine lefiz svarazu, according to this logic, L'chora b'chom makom nami. This would apply to every bracha also. Im ona amen lo ba'inish yechavin lo tzio. We're saying because the one who made the bracha didn't have in mind to be motziyu, answering amen takes care of that problem. That would be mashma that in general, I could be yotze with someone else's bracha by answering amen, even if you didn't have me in mind. U'be'emez ze'enu, and the truth is that's not right. Ayin b'sov simen reishu gimel. That you have to have in mind to be yotze, to be motzi that person. V'efshur d'hocha adet tve. Could be, this case is a little better. Mishum d'lo efshur l'chavin l'otziya b'nusach zeh. Because anyway, you can't be mechavin to be motzi with this nusach, because again, this is not the proper nusach he's supposed to say. This is a nusach that you're saying for a miracle that happened to him. K'moshe k'savnu b'shar tzion ayin shum. So again, answer number one is that the one making the bracha, Shimon, was not chayv in the bracha, they have to answer amen. Answer number two, the Shittim Mubes was saying, since the one making the bracha wasn't mechavin for you, therefore you have to answer amen. And answer number three is bechadushi Rabbi Akiva Eiger kosav tamacher. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings a third reason. The hocha lo shayach shomea kaone. Here the whole sugya of shomea kaone is not negeya. To hafilu yomar behedya biasmo bracha beloshen zelo yoil. Because even if Reuven would say the bracha exactly as Shimon said it, he wouldn't even be yotze. It wouldn't help. Toho habracha nemra lenochach hanitzol. Shimon was saying the bracha b'derech nochach towards Reuven. Ve'eino shayocha rak lo'odem nochri hamoda al tovas chaveru. The lashon of the bracha that he said was a bracha for someone outside making the bracha for someone else. But the one who had the nace happen to him, if you would use this exact lashon, you wouldn't be yotze. It's not the proper lashon. In such a case, that's when you need the amen on the bracha of your friend. So im kein al koponim modehu gam kein lashem al shegmalo tov. This way, by at least answering amen, you're being modeh also to Hashem that He did the good for you. Ava below ze lo mahani klal. But without this, it wouldn't help at all. Ma'od. And that is very proper. That's very correct. Now, I'd like to end with just one interesting ha'ara that we can think about. Rikivega's reason is that when Shimon makes the bracha, he's not saying the lashon that Reuven needs. He's saying a lashon for an outsider, for someone else. So even if Reuven would use that lashon, it wouldn't work. So you can't apply Shomea Kona over here. Is this dependent on the famous machlokas of the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish? Of whether Shomea Ka'ona is your words or my words, or I'm just Yotze with your whole situation. So Pashtus, for sure, if you go with the Beis HaLevi, that is your words or my words. That's why it wouldn't work over here. There's no Shomea Ka'ona. He said, Alosha Nochach, if I say the Bracha, I have to say Shigmalani, I can't say Shigmalcha. So if by saying Shomea Ka'ona, it's K'ilu, I said his words, so that's what Rikivager means, of course I'm not Yotze, because I said the wrong words. But what about Lefi the Chazon Ish? Would that be different? It's not clear if the Lefi the Chazon Ish, maybe it would be better. Maybe you get the whole matzah, if you get the bigger picture, and even if the Lashon is not exact, maybe that would help. Maybe not. Maybe the Chazon Ish holds. You get the words, but you get also the Koram or the Neshima Achas, whatever else needs to come along with the Dibur. But maybe according to the Chazon Ish, the Dibur has to be exact as well. That's Tzarechian, but certainly Lefi, the way the Beis HaLevi learns that Shomea Ka'ona is very exacting, like Tosas learns a bracha, so then it's pashut over here, like Rabbi Eger saying, that you can't be yotze with someone else's bracha, because he's using a lashon nochach, he's using shegmolcha, and you need shegmolani. And even if you would say shegmolcha on your own, it wouldn't work, so certainly shomea ka'ona, which is ki'ilu, you're saying those exact words, certainly that would not work. We'll stop here, we'll continue with Hashem, but the rest of Sizdalan and go weiter in the Siman tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.